Hey, don't be taking the props. We're live, Betty. We're live. Look who we got. It's Fortune Cookie Friday. Woo! Betty's right in the spot. She's like, I know it's Fortune Cookie Friday because I saw you get the fortune cookie. Hey, good morning. I have an MSC Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. And today is Fortune Cookie Friday, if you haven't guessed that yet. Betty's all lined up. She's here. She's like, puppy. And I got a Jerry right next to her, too. They're both here. I ate up the cookies. Anyway, this is our 706th episode of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. We're going to talk about bringing home the bacon, right? So I got a couple of stories. One, I want to reflect on a post that one of my connections, Alan, had posted in Twitter about salaries and people bringing home $2 million. You know, what was it? I think it's $1 million for two developers in San Francisco. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then talk about we went to a minor league baseball game. And everything advertised was having bacon everywhere, and there really wasn't. So we're going to talk about that because that's kind of about commitment. So it's all bacon related. So I feel sorry for anybody who can't eat bacon. I hope this doesn't offend you. But it's just the title, and we have fun. Then we'll do Fortune Cookie Friday, where the Agile Accountants have given us a fortune cookie with a message on it. And we're going to see how it relates to the show. So with that said, so I'll start off with the fun thing. So I went to this Iron Pigs minor league baseball team game up in Allentown. And we're like checking it out before we go, looking at the website. And they got this triple piggy burger, three little pig burger or three little pig sandwich. And it had ham in it, bacon, roast pork in it, all that kind of stuff. They had macaroni cheese with bacon. They had a cheese fries with bacon. I mean, everything had bacon in it. And the whole place is littered with bacon, bacon, bacon. We even sat in a section called the bacon section, right? So you're like, oh, cool, there's bacon. Well, when we get there's no bacon. The only bacon that was there was these little candied bacon things or something like that. And then they had some cheese fries with some bacon sprinkled on it. It wasn't really that great. It was actually pretty terrible, actually. It was pretty weak. And but this goes to commitment. So when you're a team, you're committing your customer, and you say you're going to do something, you got to do it. You know, you can't just, like, not have anything. And that's where these teams who commit into sprints to doing something and deliver nothing, it's not a good thing, right? They, oh, we'll just push it off the next sprint. When you push it off the next sprint, you get the hoops up for the people, your customer, who are expecting stuff and then they don't get it. So I wanted to share that as an example of an organization who commits to get something and misses the boat, right? Nothing's there. Shoot, I would have went to the store and bought some if I had to. If it was required, I would have went to the grocery store. Bought every piece of bacon there was in the planet. I would not have had the place open without bacon and offering what the things they were offering. So, but that is an example, the impact of, oh, and they got a bad review for that too, by the way. You know, I definitely gave them a 2-star. I said the stadium was nice, it was fun, it was a good time, but the fact everything was advertised and nothing was there advertised, as they said, you're not gonna get a good rating. So they got a bad rating for it. And that's what happens. You get a bad rep, right? And that goes into my second topic today. Alan Holub, I guess it's that Holub, maybe H-O-L-U-B. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. But Alan had put a post up on Twitter. He commented how two developers in San Francisco basically cost the company $1 million. I'm thinking, you better be delivering some good value for $1 million worth of labor for two people, right? I mean, that's a lot of money. And that goes into Scrum and Agile. Teams that don't deliver value nor show their value, they ain't going to be there. And I don't know how people employ people in San Francisco for $1 million a year for two people's worth of labor. Comes a dog. Hey, there it goes. Dog's coming through. Dog's coming through. She's coming through. She's like, I'll take $2 million. I'll take $1 million, right? $1 million in cookies. But the idea that people can take 6 months to a year to do something or deliver, not deliver value to your customer, not meeting their commitments, if you're costing a company $1 million a year for two people on your team, and imagine a team, we talk about a team that's up to nine people. Let's just say it's eight people. Let's say for even sakes, a team of eight people. So that's $4 million for eight people to work in San Francisco. They better be putting out the best software on the planet Earth. That's just amazing. That comes out on a regular basis. It makes. Can you imagine how much money you have to make revenue-wise for support that company? For $4 million a year? It would be a lot. Hey, Jerry, you want to be in picture? Sure. Rancher. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Just talking about bringing home the bacon. So those two developers that cost $1 million better be bringing the bacon home every sprint. And I don't know how they afford not to. Oh, and here's Jerry. Hey, Jerry. Say hi to everyone. There's Jerry. Here's my Jerry. Here's Jerry. He's a big boy. He's a big boy. He's spoiled. Anyway, it is Friday. So let's do fun stuff on a lighter note. And it's Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! And this bag has a message from our Agile accountants who tell us how to run things and how we have to comply and put information and data and add documentation to what we do. And we have to do exactly like the stories have to be, user stories have to be written exactly the right way. Ooh. I got a dog. It's a dog. The other one's sitting over there looking at me. We need to have to. Okay, so the fortune cookie. The Agile accountants have given us a fortune cookie. We're going to open the fortune cookie. You know what? Oh, they got a fortune in it. It's just like the bacon. Yep. Yep. No fortune. So I picked the fortune cookie with no message in it. So maybe that's part of what it relates to the show. Hey, this is a first, by the way. So bringing home the bacon, right? So we talked about the Iron Pigs Stadium. They promised stuff, advertised stuff. You know what's so bad? They couldn't even be agile enough to turn off the damn ads about bacon in the stadium. But you have no bacon. Your website's average, but there's no bacon, right? You can be agile enough to adapt enough to it. So empty promises on the fortune cookie. And the same with, you know, in San Francisco, a team of two people is $1 million. So a team of eight, you know, is, I mean, $1 million. So a team of eight is $4 million, right? So you better not have empty promises if you have a full team in San Francisco, because you're not going to last long. And I don't even know if they're going to pay you for that long. So you got to produce like within a month. If you're not producing income, can you imagine how much for one team of eight people, how much money they have to borrow from the bank in order to sustain that amount of labor? It's a lot. So you better have revenue coming in as soon as possible. So with that, empty promises, empty commitments to your customer, you know, that's the idea today. And you got to bring home the bacon. They would love bacon. Anyway, you have a great Friday. Enjoy it. Happy scrumming. I'm going to give you a piece of cookie. You want a piece of cookie? I don't know. Here. This is going to make you happy. So I'm torturing you. But there's no animal welfare here. Sure. Got it. Betty want it? Come here, Betty. She's drooling. Oh, my God. She's such a drool monster. Oh, God. That's got drool on my dog. Want that? Of course he wants that. All right. You all have a great day, and see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye. And don't forget podcasts.